Hey everybody, Bob WP here, and today is October 30th, and this is a Do the Woo News with a WooCommerce Community Chat number 15 recap. The WooCommerce Community Chat takes place monthly on the last Thursday on the WooCommerce Slack Core channel, and I'll be recapping these here on the Do the Woo News. They first touched on updates on developer resources. The inbox and admin notes that first appeared in WooCommerce 4.3 will now be a default experience for merchants, and recently there was a tutorial published on how to work with the inbox in the WooCommerce admin. It was noted that for future versions of Woo, there will be updates to class names related to the inbox that will affect the way developers will use admin notes. They will be keeping those materials updated as changes land in WooCommerce Core. Another update mentioned was the work being done to migrate documentation for WooCommerce admin components over to the Storybook format. They said this will make it much easier to experiment and learn about WooCommerce React components. Lastly, on the developer resources, they have received excellent and positive feedback. As a result, they are currently working on similar walkthroughs and tutorials such as the ones I've mentioned before. A heads up, they're pulling together one that shows how to take advantage of the React Modern JS tooling that comes with WooCommerce Admin in an existing extension. You can expect to see that shipped over the next few weeks. Updates on WooCommerce Core. Good news, WooCommerce 4.7 that drops on November 10th has minor fixes and updates due to the upcoming holiday to make sure your store is running smoothly. But note that it will include both WooCommerce Admin 1.6.3 and WooCommerce Blocks 3.5 and 3.6. There is a complete change log that is linked to in the post, and if you missed it, 4.7RC was released. Also, the NPM packages for end-to-end testing were released. There's actually four of these: a WooCommerce API Client, WooCommerce Core End-to-End Test Suite, WooCommerce End-to-End Test Utilities, and End-to-End Testing Environment. And you'll note that this API package is still in development, and you can find the documentation for implementing the tests on a link on our post as well. There was one question asked about this during the chat, and I just thought I would throw that in. The question is, what is the difference between the WooCommerce API Node.js client and the new API package? The answer was, when the new API package is complete, it should be a replacement for the existing one. Also, this one is created with TypeScript and compatible with Node.js and React. It's easier to extend and use in any code base. So, over the coming months, they'll be expanding the number of tests, adding new utilities, etc. But you should plan to make future changes backward compatible with the current published versions, and the Woo team hopes these packages will help community developers with automated testing as versions of Woo Core are released. WooCommerce Admin. There was just several notable changes in the last release in 4.6 that was revisited in the chat, so you can see those in the chat itself. The last item on the agenda was WooCommerce Blocks. As mentioned previously, 4.7 will include Woo Blocks 3.5.0 and 3.6.0 versions. Most changes won't be user recognized because in those versions of Blocks, it's mostly cart and checkout block improvements, which still aren't available to WooCommerce Core only users. In the Blocks 7.0 version, which is right around the corner, is an account creation flow for the checkout box. Currently, the Woo Block team is focusing on integrating key Woo extensions with the Blocks. Also in the works is WooCommerce subscription support. What will come out of this work will be the fact that they are building extensibility points that other extensions will be able to use. As they build out extensibility for these extensions, those will be published and you can learn how other extensions can use those same extension points. In addition, there's a focus on compatibility with WordPress 5.6, the 2021 theme, and PHP 8. You can expect the next release of Storefront, which will be 2.9.0, will be mostly compatible with fixes for both WordPress 5.6 and PHP 8. Again, you can find this entire conversation on the WooCommerce Slack core channel. And if you visit the post, you will find all the links that I've mentioned in this particular podcast over on dothewoo.io under the news. Again, I'd like to thank our sponsors, paypal.com and woocommerce.com. Until the next time.